Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, welcoming all listeners from North America and from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I'm very grateful to be with all of you here today. And we have another wonderful guest today who really focuses on empowering women and also men in the physical body and mind aspect. We have with us today transformational body therapist and expert physical trainer, Catherine Schlick, founder of Catalyst Fit. And to any woman or man in our audience today that has ever suffered or has been unsatisfied or dealt with any type of weight or physical health issues in any shape, form, or manner, should really listen in very close today, because Catherine will really speak on many important points that has really allowed her to achieve her great success in fitness and also health. It is now Wednesday, the 20th of July, 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time. And to remind our audience, our interview today with Catherine and also all of our interviews will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you could please visit our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you could really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our guest today, body therapist Catherine Schlick, she really focuses on not only the body, but also the mind aspect of getting healthy. And many of us tuning in at one point or another has made a decision that, let's say we're going to get healthy or we're going to get in shape. And some of us, we get gym memberships. Some attempt to change our routines. We go out walking in the morning. Some of us try to change our eating. And again, I do want to stress, everyone in our audience has either experienced this themselves or know someone else who has. But after a few weeks, for some reason, 98% of us just don't seem to be able to find the energy or the motivation to continue. We're right back on the couch watching TV, back to eating unhealthy 3 weeks later. 98% of us do this. And then we wonder why. Why is this? Who are we kidding? Are we kidding ourselves? Because many of us, as human beings, we need guidance. We need help to overcome the years and years of bad or unhealthy habits. And again, I want to ask this question, who are we fooling? Are we fooling ourselves? It's time that we accept that we need help to achieve these levels of health and fitness that so many of us believe are out of our reach. This is why I'm very proud to present to our audience today transformational body therapist and expert physical trainer, founder of Catalyst Fit, Ms. Catherine Schlick. How are you doing today, Catherine?
Hi, Matthew. How are you? I'm great. Thank you.
Yes, we are very happy to have you on today. And to really start off, Catherine, can you really explain to our audience what exactly is Catalyst Fit?
Absolutely. So I created Catalyst Fit, and it uses personal training as a modality to facilitate awareness, helping people become their greatest versions, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well.
What I would really like to know, because you've achieved great success in the health and fitness, who is your biggest influence?
My biggest influence in my life, I have to say, is my 4-year-old daughter. She pushes me to become my greatest version, not only for myself, but for her as well.
So what many of us would like to know, who is your typical client base that you usually work with?
So my client base, normally the on average they're women ranging from the ages 25 to about 40. However, anybody can benefit from my services, not only women, but also men. It's just what I work with personally one-on-one is women right now, it seems to be.
And what are the specific services that you actually provide to your clients?
So as of right now, it's life coaching and personal training.
Now, what I would really like to know, and I really touched on these topics during the introduction, why do so many of us fail or just give up when starting these health or fitness regimens? How exactly does mindset really affect people?
Well, it's like you said in introduction, I'm glad you actually mentioned that a lot of people feel like they don't have enough energy to do it, that they'll end up back on the couch. And that energy is actually oftentimes I feel, or the lack of energy, is because of them not feeling satisfied with their life overall, not just with their body, but with their life and I guess maybe their purpose in their life. So through physical training, what I do is I kind of draw out questions within my clients to see why they aren't doing what they love to do. Because I found that once you actually do and live your life the way you want to, following your passions, you have an abundance of energy. So I feel like the reason many people fail is because maybe they don't have the right intent or the right motive set in place, or they don't know their why. So it's very easy to go back into old habits. Change is difficult. Change is difficult, but definitely worth it. After 21 days, any kind of behavior that you modify becomes a habit. And after those 21 days, it's amazing to see what unfolds.
And to everyone tuning into the show today, 21 days. Mm-hmm. As she explained, and again, she is an expert, within 21 days, you have the capability to really change many of these bad habits. What I would really like to know, Catherine, how exactly do the mind, body, and let's say spirit actually work together?
Okay, so there's one of my favorite quotes that if you're one of my clients, you'll hear me say it a lot, probably to a point of annoyance, but one of my favorite quotes that I imply and implement in my sessions is one by Henry Ford, and it says, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." So that quote right there is very powerful to me because that says everything about mindset. Because if you're going into doing whatever you're doing, training, exercise, nutrition, diet, if you're telling yourself, oh, this is too hard, I can't do it. So self-talk is so important. And the way that we talk to ourselves when no one is around in our heads will directly determine your success of whatever you're going to be doing. So switching the mindset and substituting all the can's to can makes a tremendous impact on your results.
And again, I know many people in the audience have really tried and has failed with health and fitness. And the mind, body, and spirit, again, these are all very important factors. What I would really like to know, as far as balance, the balance in life, mind, and body, why is that so important?
It is very important because if we pay attention to one thing more than the other, that's not going to sustain. That doesn't provide longevity. And it's a struggle. I mean, I struggle still with finding balance. And it's okay as far as, failing. There's really no such thing to me as failing. It's just getting back up when you get knocked down. That's just persevering through breakdowns or what people may perceive as failures. So the balance of where you're putting your energy and having those directly related towards your life priorities definitely helps. I feel like a lot of us take on too many projects, promise to too many people that we're going to be here because we're there, feeling guilty if we maybe say no. And maybe shifting that mindset, saying no, is a very good thing because we want to really fully be present and truly give what energy we do have to the people we love, the people we care about, and the projects we care about, versus giving the energy that we don't have because that leaves us burnt out, sick. We can get physically sick from it. And it's just kind of a negative cycle to be in.
Yes. And there are many people, and people that I know personally as well, that has really taken this step, and for some reason they end up falling back into these bad habits. Catherine, can you really explain to our audience today, how hard is it to really maintain these results?
So I feel like it's not necessarily difficult depending on the mindset you go in with. So if you're going in with a mindset like, oh, I'm just going to do this for 12 weeks for this specific event, and you know, then that's not a lifestyle change. A lot of people want extreme results extremely fast for an event, a wedding, a vacation, but they don't really think further beyond that. Instead of like making it an event, switching it to a lifestyle more balanced, you know, so it's not like, oh, never have any birthday cake, never have any of this. It's all about balance and, I guess, taking responsibility for the choices that you make.
Yes. And I love the point that you hit on not making it an event, but actually a lifestyle. I really think that's where many people do make that mistake. Now, for most of us that are tuning in that really want to take this step, that are looking to get help, many people just feel that they're so far gone that there is no help for them. Can any person of any shape or size benefit from your program?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one specific thing I would address right away is, again, that mindset. Many people believe that they're too far gone, that they're beyond help. And those self-limiting beliefs that they have inside their head does not really contribute to them getting out of that cycle. So when people come to see me, I really bring that up into awareness and switch that as much as I possibly can, or attempt to switch it. I mean, it's ultimately their choice again. However, I do bring that into awareness, how that belief is limiting their life, not just even fitness and in life in general, in your work. I mean, a lot of people go to a 9-to-5 job and because they feel like they have to, instead of actually pursuing passions and creating a business or some form of income out of those passions.
That's interesting. So what I would really like to know, and you actually hit on this point a minute ago, as far as people looking to get results very fast. How soon can people expect to start seeing results once they start working with you in your program?
Yes, it depends on what kind of results they're expecting. Because physical, which most people will, of course, come to me and look for physical results. And we do live in a society, I feel, that is very impatient. Everything is now, now, now. So, for example, with my programs, I always require a 12-week commitment because it will take at least that amount of time to truly see the transformation that most of my clients want to see within their body. However, I do see results much sooner than that, within 3 weeks, with their mindsets. That's the way of thinking.
And that's usually the point where many people actually give up. So, again, to everyone tuning in to today, 12 weeks, that's basically what it takes, and she will be able to help you start seeing the results that will actually motivate you to continue. What I would really like to know, and many people in the audience today, there's so many other health and fitness coaches out there. Catherine, what do you feel really sets you apart from all of the others that are in your similar field?
Well, what sets me apart, I feel, is that I integrate all the knowledge that I have through psychology, through being in nursing school, so on all these different levels, and by being a certified spiritual counselor, I really integrate all aspects of being and use training more as a holistic approach, really focusing not just on the body, but on emotional, mental, and I guess life purpose and energy overall.
And how many of your clients do you feel that their mind is actually their biggest block? Is that the 100%. Biggest thing to really overcome?
Yes, it is. 100%.
So, what I would really like to know, is, as far as your future now, you've had a lot of success. You've really achieved really in what many people would say, I guess, would be the perfect health or a perfect physical shape. What do you really have planned for the future?
So what I have planned for the future is, of course, expand my business a little bit. And a lot of it, and start collaborating with like-minded individuals so to reach a larger audience to really make more of an impact benefiting others in partnerships. And from there on out, who knows? I mean, I'm actually in the process of becoming a certified hypnotherapist because I do realize how much the mind really limits us and affect our wellness and our life. So I'm definitely staying the path of body-mind-spirit therapist and not really trying to identify more with one than the other.
And also to mention, Catherine, because you did hit on this point earlier on in our interview, you did mention that you are a mother. And for many people tuning in, many of the women, they are mothers and they've had children. And usually from that point, women find it very hard to really come back. What was your experience really having a child? How long did it take for you to really get back into that shape or form?
Okay. So to be completely honest with you, Matthew, this may or may not sound horrible, but it's almost to me like fitness was almost my saving grace. From being a mom is amazing. It is the most rewarding, but it's also the most challenging experience in my life. And it's very hard to incorporate me time and take care of myself when I have a toddler that needs me. The gym that I started going to had this incredible feature where they would watch your child for 2 hours while you worked out. So that kind of got me. I was like, oh, my God, my me time. Here's my me time. Here's my me time. So it kind of just escalated from there, and it just made me feel better. I had more energy. And I mean, we really tell our kids to do one thing, but they follow what we're doing, not what we're saying. So it is my mission to really embody what I want to teach to my daughter. Mm-hmm. And balance is important there too, because I mean, a lot of moms feel guilty about being away from their children and taking time for themselves, but it is absolutely vital and necessary that we as mothers do that, or else we'll just continue to care from a place of lack and feel drained and just not good.
And that's nothing. Again, for all of the mothers out there, she's hit many important points with what she just explained. And that me time, it's really very important when trying to get back to that great either health or physical form. I would really like to know, Catherine, what is the real personal satisfaction that you really get from helping your clients?
So, well, I enjoy witnessing the transformation that takes place with my clients, not only externally, but internally. I can see by the way my clients walk afterwards. They walk taller with their head up, more confidence, and they have just more energy and feeling really empowered to take on the world, because after they've gone through this process and they look back at it like, wow, like I started there and this is me now. I can do anything I put my mind to. If I stay committed and persevere and have the discipline, I can do absolutely anything. And that specific point, to me, is the catalyst that sparks the rest of their lives. Their lives don't stay the same after that. It's like a gateway to infinite possibilities, whatever they want. And I love seeing that.
I love the fact that you hit on the point, because this is also a life-changing experience to be able to achieve this goal. So to everyone tuning in, this is really goes beyond physical health. Mind has a big part of this. And again, working with Catherine, she could really, in a way, help you change your life altogether. So I know many people are tuning in, and they're really wondering how they can get in contact with you. Can you really explain to them, where can they go to really find out more information or sign up for your great programs?
Sure. So I do have a mobile website that is catalyst.mymobisite.us. So that's KATALYST.MYMOBISITIE. Did I mess up? .us. Or you can also follow me on social media. My Facebook is Catalyst, and my Instagram is catalyst.being.
Okay. And our research team has actually had the opportunity to really go over a social media site. To anyone tuning in, many of us are on Facebook and different social media sites. Please visit her over there, and you can really get an idea of some of the different programs or routines that she would use to really help you. Catherine, if you could really share with us, for the few minutes that we do have left, maybe a success story of one of the clients that you have helped.
Absolutely. So just recently, I'm still working with her. One of the clients that I am, I'm helping her prepare for actually a fitness competition. And she started very, very overweight. So she's come a very long way. And within her, even the mindset fluctuates from week to week, where she thinks I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I should be doing better. And then yesterday I actually pointed out to her where she was and where she is now. And she said to me, like, wow, I didn't even realize that I was you know, that overweight, like, from now. So a lot of people, they don't really see how far they've come. They see where they're not at. And just showing people, like, this is how far you've come, it blows them away, and it keeps them motivated and energized to continue the process and really fall in love with it, really, really fall in love with it.
And again, to our audience today, she really hits on a very important point. With society the way it is, with the visual of what we see on TV, many of us aren't ever satisfied. And this is a lifestyle, as Catherine explained. And these are results that will come, and over time it will be better, it will get better, and even better. So it does take a little patience. This is not something that will come overnight, but again, within 12 weeks, you will start to see that transformation. Now, is there any other advice that you could give to, let's say, a woman out there that believes that she is too far gone for you to even help her? What advice can you give to her, Catherine?
I would advise just to try it, just to try it. Instead of saying negative things to themselves, saying the opposite and making it a positive. Even if it's going to sound really silly and it's going to feel really ridiculous, even if you're looking in the mirror and saying, I am beautiful, I am great, it's going to be very awkward at first. But practicing that and really being aware of how you're talking to yourself is so vital. And we need more people who believe in themselves, because sadness and all this, especially now, everything, all this craziness going around in the world, it's very contagious. However, the opposite is true too. Joy and excitement and energy is all contagious. So you, whoever is listening out there, you can be the person that sparks a change in another person just by being positive, looking at things from a different perspective, seeing the beauty in everything that is instead of seeing what is not.
And again, I love the point that you hit on, as far as it seems that the mental aspect of this is, it's really so important to really overcome that before even moving on to these other levels of physical training. So to everyone out there, and again, all shapes and sizes, anybody can get help and get to this right level. Be that you are too far out, you are too far gone, Catherine will be able to help you get to that point. And with the minute that we do have left, again, Catherine, can you please share again where they can go to get more information about you and to also sign up for your program? If you could please repeat that information in case they did not get it.
Sure. So the mobile website is catalyst.mymobisite.us. That's catalyst.mymobisite.us. And you can also follow me on my social media, Facebook. My Facebook profile is Catalyst with a K, K-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. And my Instagram is catalyst.being. And I post multiple motivational fitness, nutrition tips, and videos on my social media as well.
And again, to everyone tuning in, I do want to stress that she can help anyone out there. Please visit her website. Please go onto the social media. Please, taking that first step is really the hardest part, and admitting that we need help. Mm-hmm. And many of us do need help with this issue. But Catherine Schlick will be able to get you to that point. Catherine, it was an honor having you on today to really speak about an issue that millions and millions of people, not only in our country but other countries as well, are dealing with as far as health and fitness and most likely overcoming the mind aspects. So I thank you a lot for coming on today. And to everyone in the audience, please tune in for our future segments. If you missed any part of our interview today with Catherine, please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And Catherine, again, I thank you a lot for coming on today, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. It was an honor. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.